There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Zyn is America's number one nicotine pouch. It's made with only 6 simple ingredients. Plus, Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day hassle-free trial. There are lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Hello and welcome. It's hour number 2. Hour 2 ready to go. We head to Gotham adjacent, Jersey. The site, that is where we discuss the life and times of Daniel Jones. Where does Daniel Jones sit with the Giants organization? Conflicting reports on that. Also, what is going on with Danny Dimes and his eyes? Wait till we explain this one. And how much trouble is reigning Super Bowl champion Chiefs receiver Rashi Rice in over the civil lawsuit from the street race heard round the football world? We'll talk about all that and more right now. Here it is, hour number 2. Now that is a dime store type of move. Welcome in the beginning of another hour of the Ben Maller Show. We are in the air everywhere. Audio buddies, as we challenge everything, coast to coast, border to border, and beyond, on the vast and refreshingly powerful microphones of FSR emanating live from the dead of the night, as we are broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. Cowboy Drew, who's playing a farming game right now, thinks that's a lot. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Time to get back to the meat and potatoes of the festivities here. We go to the NFL as we are getting a little bit closer to the NFL draft. But this is not a NFL draft heavy Maller monologue, at least not to start. We begin in the quarterback room as we slowly inch forward towards the point of demarcation, with trades here, there, and everywhere. So more chatter about changes coming at the quarterback position. A lot of it involving the Giants. Not so Giants. Not so good Giants. Now, if you haven't been following along because you actually have a life and you don't pay attention to this stuff, perhaps you've missed it. An unnamed NFL executive recently suggested that Daniel Jones, these are my words, not his words, is cooked. That he is cooked in Gotham, which is actually New Jersey, not Gotham, but bear with me. All right, so this unnamed NFL executive said he'd basically be done as a starter, Daniel Jones. The Giants have always liked Jones more than anyone else. This, according to this executive, his days are numbered as the search continues for the Giants. They have already started to try to figure out who's going to replace Daniel Jones. They were looking at the draft. They have the number six pick in the draft. So let us discuss the question. Where does Daniel Jones sit with the Giants organization? So I've got Fingernails, Pixar, and Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Three things that have never been mixed together, but we're going to mix them together, and we're going to see what comes out of the soup. What kind of soup we get out of that. So number one.
Number one.
Right now, Daniel Jones is sitting at LaGuardia, waiting on standby, eager for a seat in the transfer portal. Into the portal you go. Even the biggest toadies can tell you that things are not looking particularly good for the long-term status of that stock, that the price of the stock is going down. It's about to become a penny stock, and good luck on that. Good luck on that. And he's still recovering. He had his knee shredded, mangled the knee, leg, the whole thing torn up, so he's recovering from that. And while he recovers, the Giants are doing a little window shopping as they are examining the other quarterbacks available in the draft there at the number six overall pick, which is, if you're into coinky dinks, the same number selection the Giants used to draft the turdburger, Daniel Jones, who they, for some reason, gave a contract to after he had a career year of, I believe, 15 touchdown passes, and they gave him a contract. How stupid are you? They're so dumb. But you know Daniel Jones is cooked when you go back and look at the body language of Brian Daboll, the rotund coach of the Giants. He gave the look. He gave the look like a fed-up parent that he was just done. Dunskies with Daniel Jones. And the question is, which quarterback do they have the puppy dog eyes for? Inquiring minds would like to know. But any way you slice it, at this point in the novel, Daniel Jones, Danny Dimes, is holding on to the Giants gig by his fingernails, and he has a bad habit of biting his fingernails and picking at the cuticles. So he's got some issues there. Now, page two. This is where it gets even more bizarre. So this is more of a visual thing than an audio thing, but that's never stopped me before, so we'll do it now. Daniel Jones spoke to random media, a lot of the teams having their off-season workouts now. Oh, how exciting is that? That gets you a little excited, right? Yeah, okay. All right, so anyway, so Daniel Jones spoke with the media on Monday. He was asked about the Giants scouting his replacements. It's an open secret. The Giants are trying to find someone better than him, which is not that hard to do. And he gave a boilerplate response. He said, "It's the nature of our business," was the response. But that is not the story. Don't bury the lead, my man. All right, that was not the story. It was the facial expressions that went viral. It's hard for them not to go viral. Now, I'm going to try to describe this for our blind listeners. Not that we do shout-outs, but Inkaterra, Blind Emmett, the Seahawk fan, the other blind people that have called the show over the years. So the facial expressions went gaga because Jones, I want to describe this the proper way. What was going on with Danny Dimes' eyes? Because the eyes were the star of the show. He looked like a Pixar character, Buzz Lightyear, eating venison. Like a deer in the headlights, you know, a little venison there, the big eyes, eyes opened all the way up. And It reminded me of Adam Gase. It's hard not to, if you remember Adam Gase, the Jets coach, when he had the crazy eyes. And it was the same thing. There must be something in the tri-state area there in New York that gives you the crazy eyes. You think it's the Newark airport, waiting online at the Newark airport? Maybe that's the problem. All right, final point. We now head to Texas. Speed Racer. And what a story this is. Now, two victims. I don't think we have to say alleged victims because there's video of this happening, so I don't know that we have to say alleged. But two victims of the high-speed crash involving reigning Super Bowl champion wide receiver from Kansas City, Rashee Rice, have sued. They have sued for $10 million. Come on down. Now, a man and woman, we are told, have sued Rashee Rice and someone named Teddy Knox, Theodore Knox. That is a wide receiver, we are told, at Southern Methodist University, better known as SMU. All right, so you've got the players in this. You've got the man, the woman. You know who they are. You've got an SMU football player. You probably don't know who he is either, Teddy Knox. And then you've got this Rashee Rice. So they're the actors in this play. So, okay, there'll be notes on this later. So they're all involved in this in Dallas. And the lawsuit over severe injuries, right, severe injuries that are alleged to have been suffered at the hands of speed racing by Rice and Knox. They were racing on the expressway there, a six-car collision. It was kind of a big deal, got a lot of talk. So how much trouble? Here's the question. How much trouble is Chiefs wide receiver Rashee Rice in over this street race civil litigation? He's got the criminal and he's got the civil. So you've heard of, I assume, you've heard of the Texas Chainsaw Massacre, classic Hollywood flick back in the day. Consider this the sequel, the Texas Billboard Lawyer Massacre of your bank account, because Rice, who is absolutely a ding-dong and should have to pay some money. Now, whether that's $10 million or not, that is up for the court system to decide. But one thing we know for sure, the ambulance chasing attorneys have checked in on this and they are so horny to get that money. And why not? That's what they do, right? This is a chance for them to siphon money out of directly the wallet of Rashee Rice. The suit, I read the suit. It said that the man and woman suffered trauma. Among the allegations are trauma to the brain, lacerations to the face requiring stitches. That's like a cut. Multiple contusions. That's a bruise. About the body. Disfigurement. Disfigurement. Hello. Ding, 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 ding. Internal bleeding and other internal and external injuries that may only be fully revealed throughout medical treatment. Ongoing medical treatment. All right. So even though Rice was going 119 miles an hour, while everyone else was driving 50 miles an hour, street racing, leaving the scene. The key part of all of that, in order to win a big payout, this is one thing I've picked up from years of doing this job, and athletes get sued up the wazoo all the time because they've got a lot of money. And the one thing I've picked up, and this is not just for athletes, but anyone in general, is in order to win a giant amount of money in a personal injury case, car accident, slip and fall, whatever it might be, in order to win a lot of money, you need disfigurement. You need the hand to be chopped off. You need, if you lose your head, you're going to make a lot of money if you lose your head. Missing finger, big money. Big money in a missing finger. You lose a toe, that's a little bit of money. You lose a foot, that's a lot of money. That's a whole lot of money. Otherwise, you're going to get peanuts because the argument's going to be, well, listen, we'll give you some pain and suffering, but you're going to be fine. And bruises heal, cuts heal. But if you lose your hand, that doesn't grow back unless you're some kind of lizard. And then maybe it'll grow back. Maybe. But the Komodo dragon in the room with this Rashee Rice lawsuit story is the fact that he's not making redonkulous money. Like, he doesn't have the money. Even if he were to lose a $10 million judgment, how are you going to collect the money? because he's on a rookie contract, a four-year contract for $3.5 million guaranteed. There's some other money there, but the guaranteed portion is $3.5 million, which is a good amount of money. But it ain't $10 million. So you're not going to be able to get that amount of money. Now, they're banking on the fact that he's going to go on and make a lot of money. So they would assume, I would assume the position, the lawyer, does not want the criminal charges to stick. The, I think it was a 6 to 8 charges against Rashee Rice. So they want that to go away. It likely will be pleaded down. Usually they overcharge people like this, and then they plead down to a lesser charge. And he doesn't have a criminal record as far as we know, and so it's likely not going to be that big a deal. But there are some felonies, and that is a big deal. But just send a nice donation to some organization and your problems will go away. Many of your problems will go away. It is the Ben Maller Show. If you'd like to be part, you can join us right now. There's a line open. First time in a while, you can be part of the fun here. And that's at Ben Maller on X. But the speakeasy rules are in effect. So if you don't know the number, if you're not that smart to figure out the number, don't bother calling. We're good. We got plenty of content here. Don't need you. If you want to call, that's fine, but we don't need you. And also on X, at Ben Maller. So a case of my owner is better than your owner. My owner is better than your owner. We'll get to that, and we will do it next.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Two NBA insiders podcasting twice a week to plug you right into the NBA grapevine.
All happening in only one place. This League Uncut, the new NBA podcast with me, Chris Haynes.
And me, Mark Stein.
Join us as we team up to expound on everything we're covering, hearing, and chasing.
Listen to This League Uncut with Chris Haynes and Mark Stein
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Not only did Zyn create the first ever nicotine pouch, we're still America's number one choice for smoke-free, spit-free nicotine satisfaction. It could be because Zyn is made with only 6 simple ingredients, including naturally derived nicotine salt. Or maybe it's because Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day trial. For anyone worried Zyn won't cut it like traditional tobacco, just ask one of the millions of people who have achieved lasting change. You have lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at Zyn.com/find. That's Zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Hey, it's Maller here. You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full lineup of Toyo tires. Shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Toyo test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
The great silent majority of listeners of the Ben Maller Show sit on the sidelines, never having their opinions heard. You're invited to break the glass ceiling by taking up gigabytes with the Ben Maller Show. Just follow your host on X. He's at Ben Maller. And you can post at and follow our executive producer. He is the man who answers the phones, but he's more than just the call screener. He is the liar, liar, and the menace of the Fox Sports Radio Network. It's the Coop de Loop, Justin Cooper, and he's at UH Bronco Fan.
Hey!
And now live from the TireRack.com Fox Sports Radio Studios, it's Ben Maller.
Oh,
I hit the post.
Oh, what happened? Woo! What is that? The music
is
the post.
It's that's an error, man. You should have seen me hitting the rewind.
Oh, my God. That's a party foul.
I sensed it.
The music is supposed to continue until I talk, and then the music stops. What's in those ribs?
I think there's brown sugar in them, Ben.
It smells like a restaurant while I was walking in the hall. You know, this is torture. I'm fasting. Okay, do you understand that? I'm not eating.
I am choosing not to eat,
and there is food everywhere. There's more food than it's so good. It's disgusting.
Oh, it's delicious.
You animals, you heathens, and your food, your gluttony. What about the remember when we were kids? What about the starving children of Africa?
I was thinking of them when I ate my ribs.
When you were eating your third helping of ribs. My aunt used to do that.
She'd make us sit at the table until we finished everything, and she'd say, "There's people starving."
Everybody's parents did that.
That's a veteran move. That's a veteran move. We all do it, right? I mean, everyone does it with the younger generation.
No.
There's people starving. No, I don't know. Supermarket Steve says, "Imagine how pissed that family was. Instead of getting their giant meal that would feed four of them, they got your ahi tuna and sliders." Yes. That is a good point. So, right, there's a family somewhere in Sherman Oaks here in L.A. that did not get their delicious ribs.
We know the first name of the lady that ordered, right?
Well, her name was Judith, but she's probably a Karen now.
Eddie, what's your wife's name, Eddie?
It's Karen.
Yeah, all right. Mr. Luciano writes in from L.A., but his heart's in the Bay. He says 9.9 out of 10 on the Maller monologue with some extra chocolate chip cookies on the side. By the way, this is a great podcast last Friday. Yeah, we did. It's still up there. It's not dated. That's a timeless podcast. But what I did, Eddie, is I watched the Phil. You know who Phil Hendry is? He used to host
a show
here at Premiere.
I met him here.
Yeah, I met him too. Very nice man. Phil is a Radio Hall of Famer, and they did a documentary about his show, which was satire, and people didn't get it, and it was a good documentary. So I watched it, and I figured since I watched it, I would squeeze a podcast out of it. So I took notes like I was in junior high school and then did a podcast about the documentary.
Where can we watch that?
I think it's available on, it's called Hendry, H-E-N-D-R-I-E, original name. It's on Amazon Prime. I think it's like $5.
Oh, I get that.
But what I did, Eddie.
Oh, boy. Tightwad Maller, what'd you do?
So I like Phil, and I'll just get to the point. So I didn't want to spend the $5 for the documentary. So I started searching the dark web, and I found there was this loophole. If you get a library card, you can get the documentary for free.
I don't know that that's a loophole. It's just using the library.
Well, but it wasn't publicized that way. And I don't have a library card. Do you know who does?
Your wife?
Exactly. So I used my wife's library card and watched. I rented the documentary, which seems kind of stupid because you can just get it as long as you... why do you have to rent it? It's like you get it for like a couple of days. But I watched it. And then I watched it again because I was kind of tired when I watched it the first time. So I was on the treadmill and I watched it a second time. But it was pretty good. It talked about how he was a struggling DJ. Well, he wasn't a struggling DJ. He just hated being a DJ, playing other people's music. And then he decided he wanted to get into talk radio. But that was at the time when talk radio was taking off. Like Rush Limbaugh became a major star in talk radio. And Howard Stern was at the king, you know, the king of all media before he became a wokester and all that. And so it was a big time for personality-driven radio. Anyway, I can go on. I'm not going to tell you a whole damn show. I don't even know how we got to that. How did we get to that point, Lorraine? How did we end up talking about the Phil Hendry documentary?
You lost me.
I have no idea. You know who I blame? Garcia. That's who I blame. I blame Eddie Effing Garcia is who I blame. That's his middle name, Effing. That's his absolute middle name. Yeah. All right, let's go to the phones. Let's say hello to Sir Scratch Off, who is back with his potty mouth in Arkansas. Hello, Sir Scratch Off.
Welcome.
Hey, Ben, before I talk to you, I'd like to borrow your radio first, your microphone. I want to ask your lady a question.
Well, she's not my lady. She works here at the company.
All right, listen to me now. Let me speak to her, okay? Young lady, have you ever heard of a place called Dallas, Oregon?
Dallas or the Dalles?
It's the Dalles. Okay, let's call it the Dalles, okay?
It's okay.
True uh-huh. place,
we're about to get story time from Sir Scratch.
Ben,
we're about to get
I'm
story
time.
I'm
asking the lady a question, okay, buddy?
I'm just touching up your work is all I'm doing.
I wanted to hear Coop's answers on that his trip that everybody was trying to answer, but I never got to hear that. But
what did you want to hear Coop's answer to what?
In respect to your show, I'd like to talk to the lady for a second, okay?
Well, you're talking to her. The lady is there.
Okay. So there is a place called the Dallas, Oregon,
oh my
right?
God.
Yes.
There's this thing called Google. You can look it up.
I've been keeping up this personal trainer for 11 months, and I was just wondering if she's a true where she lives at or if it was just a place she made up. You see what I'm saying?
Oh, my God.
But I appreciate your time.
Is this Poppy? Are we talking to Poppy?
Poppy,
is that guy Andrew in Bakersfield? What's going on here?
Poppy's got his own TikTok, and he's got like a bunch of followers, like over 2,000 followers.
Oh, my God, 2,000 followers. Holy crap.
That's a bunch. And back to you, Ben.
back to me.
All you people out there that says they listen to your show and all that crap, like me and Justin, we really do.
Yeah.
But you had people asking the other day when you was gone, where did Ben go? If you listen to the show, Ben went to a wedding for a family member.
That's
Am
true.
I right, Ben?
That is correct. I was forced against my will. I was hogtied. I was put in a car, and I was dragged. They put a bag over my head. They gagged me with a ball gag, and I had to go to the wedding.
Sounds like a good time.
I suck. I call weddings. I've been married over 30 years. I call weddings a funeral because it's about the same thing, right?
Well, generally, weddings are a little more uplifting than funerals. I have been to a bunch of those also. So, yeah.
I got you, buddy. But anyway, man, you had some good show while you was gone. It's good to have you back. And everybody
all right.
missed you.
All right. And you're not going to – you're making a resolution. You will no longer have a potty mouth. You're not going to be cursing.
I'm just telling you, I do listen to your show always. And I do say also – that, you was missed by your fans.
Okay, all right. Well, I know. I got a bunch of messages. You're an a-hole. You schmuck. Why are you not here? OJ died, and you're not here. What's wrong with you?
Yeah.
OJ should have died a couple days earlier. Why didn't he drop dead a couple days earlier? I would have done a monologue about him originally.
Yeah, really. At least you got some good names anyway, Ben. You ought to see what they call me. Come on, bro.
Well, it's all in love. I have a lot of nicknames. You know that, Sir Scratch Off? I have many nicknames.
Yeah. Oh, yes. I got about 4 or 5, but that's about it. I got Sir Scratch Off and Shaggy and Wild-Eyed Southern Boy. Dadgummit, and y'all night partner.
I want to thank you, Dadgummit, because you're being a tightwad and not following up and paying the little Debbies.
Still crying about your little Debbies?
Well, no, because other people, this guy Mike in Providence and these other guys stepped up because you didn't do it. And there's more goodies coming, by the way, we hear from Pennsylvania.
Okay. Let me ask you one more question.
I'm going to get a complaint from Justin. Why are you on the air so long? What?
Do you have a restaurant down the street from you close where you folks can eat something when you're hungry? Yes or no?
No, there's no restaurants. They got rid of all restaurants. They all closed. There's none open.
So You can't ever answer a question. You always got to be around. I said, is there a restaurant?
Of course there's a restaurant. It's a massive. I mean, what kind of that's an obvious question. You asked an obvious question. I'm done. All right, that's it. Call tomorrow. I'm done. I've given you way too much time. My owner is better than your owner. We'll get to that coming up here in a couple of minutes. More of these riveting phone calls as well. I'm still waiting for the update on Weedman. I did. Maybe it came through. I didn't see it. Is he still in jail? We think he's still in jail. We would have heard. He would have called up. Weedman, he has no friends. He'd call us right away. We're his friend. So, anyway, let's get you caught up on everything going on in the overnight right now. And a man who walked out a second ago, I think he was getting more ribs, but he's back at his desk right now. The Merman, Eddie Garcia.
Not getting more ribs. Had a check delivered, actually.
You had a check delivered?
I did, yes.
At this time of the night, Eddie?
Yeah, well,
that's
this is
sketchy,
when I'm here.
Eddie.
This is when I'm here.
That's so sketchy.
It is a friend who dropped off.
Drug deal? What do you think? Lorraine, a drug deal? Yeah, she's shaking her head, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Couple of
I can't
ibuprofen?
Comment on it. Huh? I could use, actually, I could use that.
You have a headache?
I got hit with a hockey puck in the face the other day.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
You look actually better after that. It's amazing.
Well, that's very kind of you.
Was
Thank
it
you.
On the left or the right side?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Be the right side.
Oh, wow.
Right side, kind of in the under the ear area there, kind of the jaw.
You got hit with a stick?
No, hockey puck.
A hockey puck. Would you like to ban the hockey puck, Eddie, because you got hit with a puck?
It doesn't feel good.
What does it taste like, Eddie?
I didn't taste it.
You didn't taste
no.
it?
Did you bleed?
Did not bleed. Did not bleed my
did
own blood.
Did you cry like a child, Eddie?
Did not.
I
did
always
not.
Cry.
Okay. All right.
But
I cry inside, but not fine. Publicly. I'm a man.
Yeah. Karate man bruise on the inside.
Yeah. I cry inside, but outside I put up a tough veneer.
That's right.
That's what I do.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel, it's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road. But if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Ready to start your new journey? Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Enjoy Zyn nicotine pouches for 10 days and discover a fresher way to experience nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. Here's how to get started with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Simply pick your strength and varieties online and check out. Once your Zyn nicotine pouches arrive in the mail, enjoy pure nicotine satisfaction at your leisure. After your 10-day trial, let us know what you think. If Zyn isn't for you, no hard feelings. It's that simple. Order online at Zyn.com, that's Zyn.com, to start your new journey today with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Hey, it's Maller here. You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full lineup of Yokohama tires. Shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Yokohama test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
I know you're very excited about the Pitino family, one of the first families of college basketball.
Big fan of the Pitinos. I love their
And
very
you will
good
particularly be
what?
Excited to know
yes?
that they are working out a deal for St. John's to face New Mexico.
Oh, thank God.
At Madison Square Garden next season. Of course, that would be Rick Pitino facing his son, Richard Pitino.
Pitino and Pitino.
Pitino head-to-head. Battle of the Pitinos at MSG. Who doesn't want to buy a ticket to see that?
Yeah. I saw they flashed a graphic that the Mets have the top record on Jackie Robinson Day.
How long has that day been going on?
17 years.
Is that right?
Yeah. But still, it seemed like kind of an odd, like, made up. You did that for a living, Eddie. You were asked to make up stats, right?
Well, not make them up, but to
embellish them and
enhance
them.
Well, what we would do is
Find a stat to fit a story.
Like,
right?
Steve Sachs would say, give me a stat that shows that the White Sox bullpen's good. And then you'd, dig
you'd
around.
Have to
and
go back to, like, the Black Sox.
You'd and find something, yeah. Even though it really was kind of misleading, because that's what stats do.
Yes, they're tremendous. That's why I use them all the time.
That's
they're
right.
Misleading. I love to use them. For example, this is a stat that's misleading, Eddie. Guy, and you'll have to help me with the name, for the Nashville Predators, a defenseman named Jeremy Lauzon. Is that correct?
Lauzon. Yeah.
I saw that he broke the NHL hit record by a single hit, 303 hits this season. The record was previously held by someone named Matt Martin.
Mm-hmm.
382. But how long does that go back, Eddie? They didn't track hits.
No. There were a lot of those stats that they didn't track until probably like maybe the 80s or 90s.
I would say mid-90s, a lot of these stats. They didn't. The nerd
hits
stats.
Is one of those ones that's really
It's
subjective.
Open to interpretation.
Yes. And you'll for example, the score in Nashville, we'll say, maybe a little bit more liberal in dishing out the hits.
Oh, it's
than,
like the
somebody
official
in,
score
Detroit.
Of baseball. I remember my favorite baseball story. There was a catcher named Charles Johnson for the Marlins, and he was like the greatest defensive catcher of all time. He never made any mistakes. The Dodgers traded for him. All of a sudden, he got legitimate official scoring. He kept making mistakes because, apparently in Miami, they didn't decide.
Wild pitches, no pass balls.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. I digress. All right, so Ben Maller's show as we continue on. Tired of feeling alone in your job search? No, of course. With just one connection, you can find endless job opportunities. That connection is Express Employment Professionals. Don't go it alone. Visit expresspros.com to find the location nearest you. That's expresspros.com. And with the first round of the draft starting next Thursday, our thanks to Express Pros for being the presenting sponsor of Fox Sports Radio's draft coverage. How cool is that? Be sure not to miss Draft Night Live. It's got a big name on Fox Sports Radio. It's coming up next Thursday, 8 p.m. Eastern. They'll kick it off throughout the entire first round of the draft. Insider Jay Glazer is kind of a big deal. Former Cardinal GM Steve Keim, who used to be a big deal. College Football Hall of Famer LeVar Arrington, who is a big deal. And Big Noon Kickoff's Rob Stone. Big names will all be there to give you pick-by-pick, blow-by-blow predictions and reactions to every first-round pick. That is next Thursday. Mark that on your little digital calendar on your phone. Next Thursday, 8 p.m. Eastern, throughout the first round of the draft, live right here on Fox Sports Radio, which you can hear on the iHeartRadio app, and presented by Express Pros. So check that out. And they will not have as much food at the draft as Lorena has in the studio, that she has an NFL draft level spread, actually better than the NFL draft spread.
Nothing compares, Ben.
That's right.
Did you see those baked potatoes? Size of your fist.
Eddie. I'm walking and I can smell the, all the way on the other side of the building. Okay, I'm over in the other side of the building and I can hear the smell.
I can hear it.
What
does it sound like?
It smells like this. Delicious. That's what I can hear it.
Eat me.
Yes, exactly. That's what it sounds like. So it's wild. So my owner is. I'm not going there, Eddie. My owner is better than your owner, Eddie. Did you see that a basketball team's owner, as a kind act to the home fans, decided, you know what I'm going to do? I am going to pay the concessions to the fans during the final game of the regular season. Did you see this?
No, who did this?
The great Steve Ballmer, man of the people.
The final game at the Crypt for him?
Yeah, they're finally leaving that dump on Skid Row.
Skid Row.
And it's Skid Row.
It's very nice dump.
It is terrible. It's horrific. There's graffiti all over the building.
Go to Inglewood, yeah.
That's much better. Inglewood and Inglewood. Oh, yeah. Property value is going through the roof there in Inglewood. But Steve Ballmer, this is the ultimate I'm richer than you move. Steve Ballmer said, you know what? We're going to pick up the tab on the concessions. Now, I don't think they announced this before, because if they had announced this before.
Of course they did it.
They had announced it before.
he may be kind and he may be rich, but he ain't stupid.
People be walking out with the double fists, a hot dog and popcorn and the nachos and all that. And how can Steve Ballmer do this, Eddie? You know how he can do it. You know how he can get that done. Steve Ballmer, you know what his net worth is, Eddie?
A billion something, I'm sure.
What do you think it is?
I don't know.
Take a guess.
$20 billion.
That's a lot. That's a high guess.
Lorena, you want to guess?
You want to guess?
I'm going to lowball him. $4
million. All right. Well, what a poor. He won't be allowed to go to those cocktail parties in Beverly Hills if it's only $4 billion. Koopaloo, what do you think here, Koop?
$5 billion.
Steve Ballmer is the eighth richest person in the world, a net worth of $125 billion.
For the popcorn.
He didn't invest anything, right? He was hired by Bill Gates at Microsoft. He's the guy. I like Ballmer and all that. He's good for the Clips, even though the team never wins, but that's fine. They did get to the Final Four a couple years ago. But Steve Ballmer, okay, this cat, he did a rant saying no one's going to buy the iPhone. Remember when he was at Microsoft? He said, who's gonna want to pay that much money for a phone?
The world.
Everyone. People that can't even afford it. Anyway, so it's just crazy how much money that guy's got, man. It must suck to be him, right? Because you know you can't live forever, right? And you can't spend it all. And he's closing in. He's in his late 60s now. So he's probably like, man, you know, I probably got another maybe 6-7 good solid years left, but he can afford great medicine, so he's got that going.
Just give me like $5 million. It's not even
a
dent.
You
won't even notice that it's gone. Just like Shohei.
For all the Clipper propaganda, all right, I've worn knee pads for the Clippers for 30 years. They ought to give me a couple million for that, right? Come on. I didn't ask for anything. You know how many monologues I've done after Clippers have gagged in a playoff game? That's worth at least $10 million. I got enthusiasm. Anyway, that's crazy. $125 billion. Yeah, and the voice in my head is our friend from Charleston, Jerome from Charleston. It's like, $125 billion if I had that money. All right, we're going to have Mallard of the Third Degree. Here is the Insta trivia. Only three players in NBA history have averaged 28 or more points per game, 6 or more assists per game, 40% or better three-point shooting while playing 77 or more games in a single season. They are Jalen Brunson of the Knickerbockers this year, Stephen Curry of Golden State back in 2016, and blank. That's the Insta trivia. The answer next.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
If you're a satisfied listener to the Ben Maller Show, we invite you to help promote our mom and pop program. Word of mouth advertising is the most effective of them all. Tell your friends and coworkers about our show and drop us a mention on your favorite social media networks. You are our loudspeaker to help spread the teachings of the Maller Militia disciples to young and old. And now live from the TireRack.com Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
Mallard of the Third Degree coming up in a couple minutes. Here's the instant trivia. Only three players in NBA history have averaged 28 or more points per game, 6 or more assists per game, 40% or better three-point shooting while playing 77 or more games in a single season. They are Jalen Brunson this year, the Knickerbockers, Stephen Curry in 2016 with the Warriors, and blank. That is the question. What is the answer? Let's see. Does anyone know? We'll go to the great unwashed. Cowboy Killer says, Ben, it has to be Underdog. Alf, the alien opiner from Springfield, Mass., home of the Pro Basketball Hall of Fame, where Muffet McGraw is enshrined. Going with Greg Kite as his answer. Luke Richard Baamute from Maller Prop Guy, Clipper Legend. Who else do we have? You are Beekman, guessed by Late Night Drug Tester. Mr. Nice Guy going with Oral Hershiser of the San Francisco Giants as his answer. Nino Brown from Milkman Mike. Art Puffin going with Kobe Bryant's uncle, Chubby Cox, as his selection. Mark the Walker is out walking this morning in Rochester. He says Ronnie Cicely is the answer. But those Bills Mafia guys, man, they vanish when big things happen with the Bills. We still haven't heard from Andy, the comic book guy. Who else do we have? Greg Oden, guessed by the King Rory. That's his answer. Bernard King, there's a good name, from Steve the Misplaced San Diegan. Like those old Warriors uniforms. Double O Mexican in San Diego says Robert Me Sohori is the answer there. Jeff Hornacek, who is horny, from Sean in Portland. The guy who juggles chainsaws on Venice Beach from Mark in Santa Monica.
He's a weapon.
Maller, prop guy. It's a Moneyball Maller. The answer from Matt, the Raider Warrior fan. Eddie, what say you, Eddie? Hurry up!
Former Sacramento Kings legend, Alan Ogg.
Wow. Interesting name. That is incorrect, Eddie. The correct answer
O-G-G.
Would be Ogg. The Hick from French Lick, Larry Bird, in 1985. Bird won the MVP. Curry won the MVP. Jalen Brunson, not so much.
It's Maller.
How about that?
To the Third Degree. This is when Big Ben gets grilled.
Kubaloo.
A lot of people on social media are poking fun at the first-round matchup between the Cleveland Cavaliers and the Orlando Magic, calling it an NBA TV series. Now, Ben, is that the least compelling of the first-round playoff matchups?
Oh, there's a lot of crap, Coop, in the first round. That's not going to make particularly great television. Cleveland-Orlando's bad, but argue the Milwaukee-Indiana series, not that compelling. Neither is Minnesota and Phoenix in terms of national appeal and all that. There's a lot of bad matchups. Next!
Speaking to the media on Sunday, Davante Adams was asked about the rumblings that he could seek a trade. He said, if I wanted to be gone, I'd be gone by now. This is where I want to be.
Wow.
So does that put an end to the chatter?
No, of course not. You know how this works, Coop? Because he's going to have a hissy fit. He's going to have a meltdown over something. The Raiders will lose a game here or there, assuming he makes it to the season. And so there's always, as long as Aaron Rodgers is with the Jets, there's always the possibility that he's going to go somewhere else. So he will not only play for the Raiders, Davante Adams, the rest of his career. Next!
Andrew McCutchen hit his 300th home run on Sunday, but he also became only the 13th player in history with 2,000 hits, 400 doubles, 45 triples, 300 home runs, and 200 stolen bases.
A lot of stats.
Ben, how is his Hall of Fame case looking as of right now?
He's a good player. He's not a Hall of Famer. Reminds me of like Chili Davis. Good player, not a Hall of Famer. Sean Green, good player, not a Hall of Famer. How do we do?
You pass.
I won! Like those ribs, I won! Like a plate of ribs and potatoes.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road. But if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge and enjoy 10 smoke-free, spit-free days for just $5.95. Order online and start your new journey today. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.